Yes, you need to have coaching and training and things like that. All that's important, but you also need to live life because we don't live to work, we work to live.
This is To The Point. A Rhino Experience. Voted one of the top home services marketing and operations podcasts. Cutting through the bullshit and getting to the point.
What's going on, To The Point listeners? It's your boy, Chris, the host of To The Point Home Services Podcast. And this particular episode is going to be something special. Why, you ask? If you weren't asking, I'm going to tell you anyhow. The reason being is this is what we're going to call a feature episode. We've not done something quite like this before. Now, typically you'll hear me come on when it's the time of year where I'm going and speaking at all these events, and I have a bunch of them that are coming up, just to share with anybody who's listening who wants to come and say hello. And most of you always do, and I love that part of it. So, and I would encourage you to still continue to do that. So I thought, there's one event that is coming up in particular that I've become really passionate about for a few different reasons. And the name of this event is called the Freedom Event. From Home Service Freedom is the organization that is, it's a new one, which is what we're going to talk about, but their Freedom Event that's coming up. And because I've had a few conversations, not only with our guest, but also with one of my good friends who started the whole thing, I just really believe in the purpose of it. And I believe the industry needs it. I think this is a long overdue opportunity to help the trades with multiple things. I don't want to talk about all the things because that's part of what this podcast is, but this podcast is going to be about what is home service freedom and this freedom event that's coming up, the purpose of it, the why behind it, and why is it so special that I'm doing a podcast solely about it. So to share that information, I've got my longtime friend. I mean, this is going back to like, early 2000, late middle 2000, somewhere around there, like 6-7 bills, something like that.
2000, I'd say 2006. April of 2006 is when we opened the Phoenix office.
Oh, baby. So it would have been around 2006, 2007 then, but Bill Russell is my guest on the podcast today. Again, he and I go way back. And so we are kind of joking about this pre-podcast earlier, but he doesn't technically have a title, but we give him a title of, or he's given himself a title of Chief Doer because he's doing all the things for home service freedom. You do it all, man.
Yeah. It's been crazy. Sales, marketing, event planning, working on the coaching side. You know, I feel extremely, extremely grateful, that, you know, Tommy came a calling and what, you know, the opportunity that's presented me. You know, you get to a point in your life when you know, you've done a lot of different things for yourself in your career, but now I really kind of feel like I'm in this second evolution of, it's not about me, it's about helping others. A lot of what, you know, we're trying to build and what we're going to build and what we're going to be successful with, a lot of great people involved and partners like yourself.
Yeah. And I think what's cool about this, and he mentioned Tommy. So for those who might not know, he's talking about, it's Tommy Mello. And Tommy Mello is based out of Phoenix, Arizona, owns a company called A1 Garage Door, has Garage Door Freedom and put on a vertical track event for the garage door industry. But anybody knows him, he's got his massive home service millionaire. He's got the home service millionaire book he's had out. He's actually had Elevate, another book that had come out. He's got a massive podcast. So I think, I don't even know what the hell's the name of his podcast. Huh? There's too many home service.
He has the home service millionaire. He wrote the book, Home Service Expert.
There you go. Thank you. Anyway, he's everywhere.
Oh, the other way around.
Yes, it's the other way around. Thank you. Okay, so, but he's all over the place. And this dude's got a heart of gold. And he's incredibly talented. And I just love his passion for helping people and bringing things, you know, when he recognizes new potential and he's not afraid to be innovative, you know, and bring it to market. And that's kind of what this whole thing is. It's something that it was this vision and dream that he had to help the industry be better, but not just better in the way of like financial, better in the way of just your livelihood. And how can you combine these things, you know, into one? And he's just he's a lover of all people. Like, I don't know anybody that Tommy dislikes. If there is, he's never told me. And I got a pretty good friendship with him. So he's just a good dude. So I want to talk about this event because it is different. It's different in how and what the purpose of it is. It's not a financially driven like organization event. It's not about the money. It's about you, the contractor, and about people in general, and bringing those people together and kind of changing a bit of the narrative on like, yes, you need to have coaching and training and things like that. All that's important, but you also need to live life, because we don't live to work. We work to live. And look, I'm 44. I mean, Bill, we met in 2006. It's 2023 and time is flying by. And like every day I swear I fly out of town so much to different events. I come back in and I feel like my kids got older in that like week I was gone. So I really need to, you know, to have balance, you know, in my life. And you hear about people talk about work-life balance all the time. There has to be some, like, you are going to miss things. Like it is unreasonable if you're really scaling a business to think like you can't miss anything. And I thought that it's impossible. Like something has to give, but you got to minimize what you're actually missing. So there's a lot of ways you can go about that. And there's just things that you might not even know, but this, you know, this particular event I'm really excited about, because I understand what's going to be shared, you know, with everyone who is lucky enough to be able to attend, because I know it maxes out. So Bill, welcome to the podcast. Finally, you're on, you made it.
Yeah. I feel like you know, when the Rock says, finally, I've come back to the podcast. You know, I've been a big study of To The Point for a long time. And, you know, Chris, you know, and some of my other things that I've done in my career, I have done some podcasting and some interviewing. And one of the things that I always like to do when I'm doing a podcast is I want to flip the script on the host or on the guest. Okay.
Okay.
And so as a study of To The Point, I have some rapid fire questions of the history of To The Point.
Oh, baby.
And doing my research in preparation for today's podcast that I want to throw at you.
Let her rip, Tater Chip.
All right, here you go. The very first podcast of To The Point had two people on it. Who were those two people?
Tall Paul and Ken Goodrich.
Okay, very good. Okay. which guest in the history of To The Point has the most expletives ever used during the podcast?
Ishmael Valdez.
Okay.
That's an easy one, but that's old school Ishmael. He's actually cleaned it up a little bit.
Okay.
Not a lot, but a little bit.
Who's the only person to ghost the podcast?
Oh man, I remember this. Hold on. Ishmael Valdez.
No.
Oh,
that is an incorrect statement according to my research.
Okay, then hang on. And, don't give me the answer. Don't give me the answer. Who ghosted me on the podcast? Oh my goodness. Well, here's the reason I said that, because Ish did ghost me like three times before we actually got recorded. Just nobody knew it. Okay. You got to tell me, Bill. I don't know. I don't want to keep everybody else in suspense.
My understanding is Bill Pulte is the only guest to ever have ghosted. Oh, you eventually had him back.
That's on the podcast. Right.
I have a Cracker Jack staff of people that have dug deep into the history and the banks of the podcast.
Wow. I forgot all about that.
Okay. Here's my next one. When's the only time that the Wi-Fi has gone out on the podcast?
Oh, I think this was this the trench, the Mexican Trencher podcast? It wasn't with Mario Camperano. Wi-Fi went out in the podcast. Was it with Gary V when Gary V was on?
It was with Gary V.
Man, that was sucky timing.
All right. Two last podcast questions. Okay. Only person to ever answer the door to get a FedEx during the podcast.
Oh man, I know this one too. I remember it because of dogs were going crazy on the podcast. Oh crap. I can picture it too. I can't remember who the heck the guest is.
The real Frank.
The real Frank Besednik. That was the episode Oh, that's the one we just aired not too long ago. We re-aired that had tall. Oh no, no, it was a he. That's when I had Bob Saget on to do the birthday message to Tall Paul because Tall Paul looked like Bob Saget. But that was that episode. I forgot about that. Hey, at least he didn't pull what Stephen Gurley did as my co-host and leave twice because Ken was texting him on the podcast to respond to him.
Well, and then I have two rapid fire questions. Okay.
Okay.
For you.
Okay.
Single malt or bourbon?
Ooh, bourbon. Easy. Bourbon.
Okay. Yeah. And then last but not least, if you weren't doing the things that you were, you know, your career's obviously spanned a tremendous amount. If you weren't doing what you're doing now and helping contractors grow, helping other people in what you're doing as far as with regards to Rhino and, you know, the other ventures that you're involved in, what would be the one thing that you would do that nobody knows that you want to do?
Oh, man, that's a really great question because my life is like so wrapped up in all things Rhino and any of the investments and things I'm involved in. And I legit enjoy those things, which is what annoys Anna because she wants to have normal conversations with me that are unwork related. You know what? The one thing I've always wanted to do, well, I had to change it, but I think you knew this about me, but you know, I raced cars and I really wanted to race in the Indianapolis 500 and I got really, really, really close to making that happen, but couldn't quite get it done. So technically it's a failure. Mostly got it as successful. I still got the race around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but I never raced in the Indianapolis 500. So I couldn't accomplish that goal. But Anna will tell, I try to minimize race talk around Anna, by the way, my wife. She went through it with me, but I would love to have ownership in an IndyCar team. I really want to have ownership in an IndyCar team, not because I believe it's going to make me a lot of money, because it's probably still going to cost me money, but I enjoy it, you know? And so I would love to just have ownership, you know, in the team. And I will, Bill, hear me out. I will have it. So first I got to get some sort of sponsorship on a car for a 500. I can accomplish that when I'll be good. I'm not sure what it's going to be, which company it's going to be, but it'll be one of them. But I really want to have ownership in a team, you know, at some point. But I'm running as hard as I can till I'm 50. Like, that's the goal. I'm 44. I'm going to run as hard as I can till I'm 50. And then after that, we'll see what the assets do. And we'll just keep playing around with that type of stuff. Great question.
Well, now I'm going to hand the podcast back over to you.
Thank you.
I thought we'd flip the script a little bit.
That was
today.
Fun. That was fun, man.
I won't tell you who my Cracker Jack staff is, but we'll keep that we'll keep that on the down low.
Well, listen, you know, thanks for handing my show back to me. I really appreciate that. I want to just real quick, you know, to anybody who, you know, who doesn't know, and I don't want to assume that they do know, but super proud of your health journey that you've been on over the course of the last year, man. I mean, you look super healthy. I know that you're feeling healthy. And to all of our listeners, man, so important to live as healthy of a life as you can, and just be, you know, spend a little bit of time on yourself, because you know, if you don't have good health, like what good is everything else? Like what good is all this stuff too? So, but you also perform better, man. Like you're also just better for everybody, yourself, for work, for your friends, for your family, like when you feel better. And I know that I started working out over the course of the last like 2 months because of our little text message circle group I'm in. And I, even though I don't enjoy going to the gym yet, I feel better after I've done it. So I commend you, man, on your health journey. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. I think the long and short of it is that this isn't where you're going to pull the Roy Firestone interview on me and get me like the guy did in Jerry Maguire crying on the episode. But a lot of good things have happened to me positively. I made a lot of, you know, and a lot of the listeners that are in the trades probably have faced a lot of the same battles and demons that I've faced as far as making some journeys into, you know, putting themselves into a better position by sobriety.
Yep.
You know, for me, it wasn't a 12-step program or it was anything. It was, hey, let me focus on the things that are most important. It starts with me and putting me into a better position in life to say, you know, I'm better as a person without alcohol than I am with alcohol. And, you know, it takes you down a path of being ready for things that you might not normally be ready for. And so, you know, I quit about 14 months ago and, you know, I've gone through a tremendous amount of opportunities. You know, I'm looking at it as a challenge. I look at it as opportunities to deal with different things. And, you know, unfortunately, 8 weeks ago, I was diagnosed with colon cancer, which, you know, on July 24th, I ended my days of being a victim of cancer, but being a survivor of cancer.
That's right.
I think that anytime that you have gratitude in your life for what you're doing or where you're going, and then in addition to that, you're on the right mindset of clarity of what you have, I think that it provides you really kind of an unstoppable mindset to put yourself in the right position for long-term success. And, you know, whatever reasons that those reasons came to me or those challenges came to me, it's a situation where I've tried to embrace them and be positive about them. You know, I know that there are a lot of times where, you know, people battle it, and we all live in a very hectic lifestyle, and we are all trying to do something, you know, to be better. And, you know, I just heard Gary Vee just say just today, you know, it's not about being a billionaire tomorrow. It's about waking up and being rich in life and happy with where you're going. And, you know, I am fortunate that I am surrounded around people that are multimillionaires in my circle, in my network. You know, and the opportunity you work with guys that are outside the box thinkers that, you know, as a matter of fact, like Tommy, you know, the guy does not need more money. He likes more money, but he doesn't need more money. Right. He obviously did very well with the exit on A1. But now it's about how do I influence other people around him? I mean, the guy made 25 millionaires out of the exit of A1 and, you know, what he's doing. And now it's like, how do I give back to a community? Yeah. And I really have embraced that perspective of being able to say, hey, I'm a part of something to be able to give back in an environment that I can look at and be positive and hopefully implementing. If I make one person a better person by the fact is that they came to our event in November and that they learned something, they met me, they met you, they had the opportunity to hear from Martha McSally, you know, they had the opportunity to sit and listen to the women's panel, which, you know, Ellen Rohr is going to be moderating, Anna's going to be on, you know, Alicia Green, just really good people in the space. And, you know, to be a part of helping people is, man, it's, listen, everybody wants to have the right things in their lifestyle from a financial standpoint and be able to do the things with their kids and go there and this. But if you're able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, man, I did the right thing by people and helping their business grow. And you do that every day at Rhino. And, you know, it's a situation that, you know, you're helping contractors grow their business. You've been doing it since 2008. You know, it's a really powerful thing when you can say, man, I helped that guy's business go from a million to 3 million, to 5 million, to 14 million, to 38 million. You know, and I think that that's one of the things that Freedom will be able to do is it doesn't matter whether your guy doing a million two or you're doing 75 million, you're going to be able to gain something out of that event, depending, you know, where you are and the people that are, how to exit a business. I mean, when you got guys like Dustin Van Orum and, you know, Chad Peterman and Aaron Gaynor and Keith Mercurio, and like, you're talking the who's who lineup, you know, across the board, David Carroll, Dan Antonelli, you just look at the lineup from top to bottom, Shawn Michael Crane, Al Levy. It's just star studded. And it's sometimes a little bit, fanboyish to be in this environment of these people that have been so good at what they're doing for such a long period of time. It's truly pretty much an honor, I feel, to do it every day.
And you know what's cool about this is every single one of those guys that you mentioned, I know all except for one. I've not met Shawn Michael Crane. Heard but not met. Is everyone is still very much a student. Like still trying to put ourselves in circles and in situations where we're learning. I'm no different. And this is a part of, again, what makes this event so cool is Tommy does not need the money. Like he made a monster exit from A1, but he's trying to continue to give back. But even Tommy, who has nothing else to gain financially from this thing, is still a student. Like he and I were together last night at the Drake concert that he and Bree invited me and Anna to. And as you know, Tommy can't not sit and talk about business. That's kind of how we roll. But we were just talking about how we are trying to learn more about just video. Like we're going to this Vid Summit thing just to learn about more like video and like just all the whole video world and getting ideas and things like that. Constantly trying to learn. And but he's always been, he still remains a student, constantly trying to learn. Just like I had Goodrich on a few days ago. And Goodrich is like always talking about how he is just always trying to learn and be a student and learn the things. So, you know, we put on events, you know, we have our own private event called Rhino X. And if everybody's there, anyone's ever come to that, it's a little bit different. It's a smaller event, but it's very intentional, right? And the intent is to one, pair these people together with some of these monster like players and make it comfortable for them to approach them because they're approachable. So, but it's just another event. It's just a private event that I happen to put on. Well, this is one that, that if you, you know, it, like Garage Door Freedom was kind of the first, the vertical track was like the first go that Tommy put at it for the garage door industry. And it was very successful. So now he got a little idea of what he can do with it and then blew it up into this home service freedom thing that you now have to carry on your back to get all the blocking and tackling done. But
well, listen, there is a team that's around us, but they're also doing all these other different things as far as with regards to, as you've been to a vertical track and the work that Bree does and yeah. Britt, and quite frankly, as I like to call him, Tommy's external hard drive and Jim Leslie, you know, one of the things that's interesting, as you said, is about all of those different people that are always still learning. The one crazy thing about Tommy is that, like, as you probably were sitting there last night, his mind's going a million miles an hour and your mind's going a million miles an hour. Literally, you're trying to think three steps ahead and he's thinking three steps ahead. And then you're coming back and you're converging nine steps back together to the original point that kind of started the discussion. He remembers all nine points that went in that journey, even though that you're looking at him going, he isn't remembering a thing I'm saying. And he's listening so intently to the discussion. It's, you know, there are certain people that are wired that way. And I'm unfortunately not one of those people. I'm really wired in a little bit of a different manner, but I love the fact is that I get to be spawned by that energy. To be able to create an environment for the people coming to the event. And like I said, you know, the team really is putting a lot of effort into saying that, and I've heard Tommy say it multiple times, Chris, is that if you're not happy with the return that you get by coming to this event, he'll give you your money back.
Love it.
He's not worried about it. He's not worried about what he's hoping is that you are able to take actionable items from what you learn from the marketing panel that you're going to moderate at the event. Okay. Everybody's talking about the lack of leads, the lack of this, the lack of that, but there's going to be five people sitting on that stage that are going to give you expertise that you're not going to get anywhere else, you know, and being able to say, hey, how do I take something back? How do I make one actionable goal that I'm going to make in the first 30 days? I mean, what's the biggest thing that you say, Chris, all the time about when you are speaking at events, what people fail to implement?
95.5. Yeah.
95.5.
In home services, speed to lead is everything. Chirp stands out by transforming your communication strategy. With Chirp, accelerate your lead response time with instant SMS text messaging, email, and ringless voicemail automation. Chirp's cutting-edge technology ensures you're the first and the most persistent, helping you close more deals than ever. But that's not all. Say goodbye to missed opportunities with Chirp's incredible follow-up system. Keep your leads engaged and moving smoothly through your sales funnel without lifting a finger. And with Chirp's deep integrations with top CRMs like ServiceTitan, Housecall Pro, and Jobber, you can launch laser-targeted campaigns to connect with the exact right leads at the exact right time. Automation creates efficiency. Efficiency unlocks scalability. With Chirp, you can automate speed to lead, estimate follow-ups, rehash, abandoned call follow-ups, canceled job follow-ups, review requests, outbounding to your list, annual reminders, membership expiration follow-ups, and so much more. So stop chasing leads. Capture them. Connect faster and close more deals with Chirp. Contact Chirp today and elevate your communication game. Yep. Yeah. I mean, this is what, like, you're spot on. What I want to do is make sure the listeners know, like, what makes this different than any other event? Well, you've kind of given the heart behind the event, which is essentially us talking about Tommy and kind of what he's put out there. I mean, the fact that he's willing to give you your money back, if you didn't get any value from it, just proves the point, right? Like, it's not about the financial frame, it's about giving back. So maybe what we do is let's segue into letting the listeners know, like, high level first off, and then we'll dig in a little bit more. But what is home service freedom, and what's the main goal with it all? Like, what is the main, like, what's the best outcome for a contractor? What's the purpose behind all this that makes it be? Like, what is that?
I think a lot of it has to do with what you want to make it. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to be a business coaching and implementation group that will allow you to scale. You know, Tommy says all the time, nail and scale it, and be able to put yourself in a position to exit. A guy that's doing, you know, a pest control company or a roofing and siding company that is doing, you know, $2-2.5 million, he might not be in a situation that he has the ability to grow and scale as fast as somebody else does. But if you put 15 roofing and siding companies together that are all on the same platform, there's a possibility that you could exit very, very heavily in a very, very much a quicker amount of time by being in the right marketing, being in the right recruiting, having the right leadership, having the right culture, having the right system and processes that somebody's all, like, I always say that the greatest thing that others have done for you is that they've paved the path. You just have to make the wheel run in your direction. You don't have to reinvent it. Somebody else has already done it. And what he's going to do is give you the blueprint that will allow you to be in a situation to scale as effectively as you want. You know, there's probably on any given day, Chris, I get 10 to 15 different texts from him that come out of the home service expert email inbox that say, "Hey, Tommy, what CRM should I be on? Hey, Tommy, what marketing company should I be on?" And, you know, the crazy part about Tommy is that he never once says, "Oh, I hope your inbox is blowing up right now," like you see on certain, certain groups that are out there. He says, "No, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a recommendation to my friend, Chris. I'm going to introduce you to Chris. He's going to help your business understand what it needs to grow, what you should be doing." He doesn't defame what is going on to help people grow. And that's the same message that he wants to carry on in what he's trying to do by creating a group that he can say, "You need help with your equity incentive program. We're going to provide you that blueprint. Hey, you need a scorecard for performance pay. We're going to help you with that." You know, one of the greatest things that private equity has been able to do is leverage profits for companies by going directly into private equity. And now they're in a situation where they're not getting a rebate directly. It's been leveraged from the private equity. Well, he wants to provide you that opportunity that if you're going out to a local warehouse and that you're not able to get your Daikin or, you know, or whatever it might be, we're going to give you an aspect that you can increase your net worth into your business as far as the profitability in your company by providing a great strategic partner program for you. So there's so many things that will come out of the Freedom event. But most importantly, it's about providing, and there's a lot of great events, and I'm not taking, you know, everyone has a little bit different, right, you know, kind of theme, feel, look. You know, Rhino X is very limited. It's very much a great opportunity for a lot of people to, you know, in my past life, I tried to get in, but I couldn't get in. I might be able to now, you know, as far as leveraging, but it's an event that's set up that it really is like a destination wedding. Yeah. Okay. And that's, I think, what people are looking for are different messages. I mean, the registrations have been very much different. I think this is a different event. Tommy's vertical tracks that he's run very successfully have all been Phoenix based. Yep. We wanted to pull something to the East Coast that said, "Hey, you know, if you're not able to travel to the Phoenix market or, you know, wherever the next event is out West, there's a great venue with great speakers right at Disneyland, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, that we'll provide you that opportunity to hear some really, really great speakers who want to give you their knowledge of where, when their business was doing $1.5 million or their business was doing 800,000, what would they have gone back? I mean, like, how many times, Chris, are people coming to you and say, listen, I know where you are with Rhino right now, but when you were 2009 and you and Anna were like in a situation where she's running PPC campaigns and you're out there selling and, you know, you're getting the business off the ground and you smile because you know where that person is that's starting their digital marketing agency today. And, you know, you're able to give back that value to people. And I think that's all that the people that are coming to the event want to be able to do. We very much said that we don't want it to be a vendor palooza. We want it to be where there are strategic partners that want to help people's businesses grow, that come to the event. And then most importantly, the people that we want to put on stage are not paying for it, but they're putting themselves in a position that they're giving back to the audience in what they're doing.
Yeah. And so, I mean, another thing is these events are what you make them, regardless which one you go to. But the networking portion of this is so important, you know, to come. And even if you're an introvert, if you're going to put yourself out there and go to these things and spend time away, you might as well try to make the most of it by not only learning the things, but then meeting the people. And every single one of those people that you named, and I'll also throw Tom Howard in there. All these guys, all these people will help you. I mean, all of them will step aside and help you if you ask for it. Like, that's what's great about this. And really, even the big players who people are intimidated to talk to want to be helpful. Like, they're at that phase where they just really want to be helpful. So you mentioned a few things I think it's important to talk about is maybe unlike, an ACCA conference where it's mainly HVAC or if it's just HVAC and plumbing conferences, this is not just HVAC and plumbing. Like, who is the ideal candidate that would want to be a part of these things? Is it a specific industry? Does industry matter? Is it home services? Is it home improvements? Like, what's kind of the avatar for the person like who would be the best fit to be a part of it?
Yeah, it's a great question. When Jim Leslie and I sat down in February, March of this year and said, you know, Tommy kind of tasked us with what he was thinking from his perspective is that we kind of said to ourselves, first and foremost, why would somebody want to become a part of a really great organization that's going to help their business elevate, that's going to help their business grow, that's going to help them put themselves in a position to elevate and get the freedom that's helping where they're headed, you know, from a business standpoint. We kind of came up with a couple of key core concepts. Number one is you wanted to have coaching, somebody else to hold you accountable, as well as to put you in a position to give you some ideas and thought processes that, you know, where you are. I mean, very, very differently is, you know, a guy like Aaron Gainer is at where he's at and getting ready to go above the 100 million mark. He's going to gain from a Dave Geiger. Yeah. Okay. Because Dave is already facilitating the problems that happened at 100 million. Well, you know, Aaron's already done it. So to have that opportunity to be able to hear all these different speakers and panelists as far as what they're doing and what they've accomplished, I think the coaching part is very much a part of it. I think the community. How else do you get the opportunity to go to an event and being part of that VIP group? Every speaker that's on it is going to be at the VIP aspect and hearing where it's going. And you, little old Joe in the truck, you know, doing 600,000 that ponied up the cash to go to the VIP event. You get the opportunity to meet them, ask those questions, take advantage of them. So network, community, coaching, and strategic partner program are really what we were looking for as far as the concepts. Roofing, siding, solar, pest, pools, heating, air conditioning. You know, there are a lot of organizations out there that limit, number one, the number of people per DMA. Okay. And then number two is limit the number of people that are in their particular program. Here you have the best of the best that are going to, like, I don't know if there's a more successful home service exit than what Tommy had.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is. there might be, but I'm not familiar with it. Like to be able to understand and to pick this guy's brain in a one-on-one setting, because he doesn't shut off. And if you want to ask him what CRM that you should be using or what performance pay, he's going right into it, telling you what you need to do, how you should do it, where you should go. And it just doesn't stop. It's like, it's infectious to be around. And so there's not one. If you're a painting contractor, great. We want you there. If there's a pool contractor, we want you. It's not limited to all. Landscape, be there.
Whatever.
Garage, even garage door with Vertical Track and Garage Door Freedom, what he has going on, there's still garage door companies that are coming just because of the network and hearing those different speakers about how they've gone about their business to grow.
Love it. Well, let's do this. One, I love that you said accountability too, because regardless of the event that you go to, what typically lacks is accountability after the event is done. And the accountability in the way of, are you actually implementing anything that you took away? Not just tools or things that you've learned or skills that you've learned, but even the relationships that you've made. You got to use them. Otherwise, you fall into the same bucket. That's what Bill was referencing earlier. My 95-5 rule is, from all of my time of going and doing these things, is 95% still walk away and don't do anything with the stuff that they learned or like the people that they met and things like that. And the 5% that do it, typically the ones that become most successful. That's true. Just don't put yourself in the 95 bucket. Put yourself in the 5% bucket, because that's what the whole purpose of this event is to put you into that bucket with those people, who will actually spend time with you and not just go and speak on stage and bail, you know? And so they will want to be there with you to walk you through these things. So even if you ask the same question 5 times, because not all of us pick it up quick like Tommy does.
It's very interesting is that, and you and I've had some discussions about this, and there's others that I've had the same discussion with. The trades have been historically one of the best organizations and I say organizations, meaning as a genre,
right,
in opening the doors to their business to come and say, hey, you want to go and see what Wyatt, Dustin, Mike Wilson, and Jeremy are doing at any hour. Come on in. All right. You want to go and do a shop tour of what Tommy has, see the training center. Come on in. Okay. And Chris, you recently bridged the gap with respect to, you know, in where our former, where my former life is, and now where yours is. It always was thought, oh my God, I can't let another digital agency hear my secrets. You know, I can't let, because they're going to want to steal my clients. And you recently had a podcast where you had 7 other digital agencies saying, let's share our best practices. Let's take what we're seeing in the trades and let's translate it into what's going on. And I think that that's the one thing that, as far as actionable items that I implore everybody to do, besides becoming a member of the Freedom Group and Home Service Freedom, is go see other people's shops. Yep. And what they're doing. If you're a painting contractor doing $1.2 million and you want to get to $3 million, don't hang out with the guy that's doing $1.2 million, because he's going to have the same problems you're doing. Go see the guy that's got $3 million, because he's got solutions. The you want.
And no solutions, man.
Yeah, definitely. So
even I went and, you know, when I was getting into roofing, I went and spent a day with a roofing contractor just to kind of understand that, you know, what's it like when they're on a job site? What does it look like with the homeowner? What are the questions that are asked? Because I'm trying to understand all the things from not only a marketing perspective, but the actual job itself and how the psychology of the homeowner works, you know, with the roof. Like I'm still constantly a student trying to figure things out. So data can give me some stuff, but like just going and, you know, it's incredibly inconvenient for someone who travels as much as I do to have to go and do those things, but it's necessary. Like I went and learned a lot in that one day, and just that one visit, even though I didn't want to go because it was on the East Coast and I'm a West Coast guy, I learned so much from that I came back and was able to implement a few like critical things that helped advance, you know, my skill much faster than had I not went. So yeah, man, you hear all the most successful people talking about going to different shops and visiting. And by the way, it doesn't even have to be in the same industry. Like, there are plenty of people who believe in going and looking at outside, you know, outside the industry and learning the things there and figuring out, oh, cool, that's not, you know, because it's outside the norm. And they can say, well, I can take this piece and then implement it in my business and it could look like this. You know, Goodrich will talk about bringing in leadership from outside the industry because they got a different perspective on things. And once they kind of learn how it's been done and their perspective is there something new that they can bring to the table, he really likes that. I'm a fan of those things. So yeah, go visit the shops, go visit the people, create the relationships and friendships. Then you'll always have some sort of an answer to your questions.
Or not necessarily as well an answer, but you'll have a resource that will help you get to that next level.
Yep.
As far as where your business goes. So I you know, look, I think that those are the key competencies that anybody in the home service business can come. Any amount of revenue can come. Okay. I've seen guys that have filled out the registration. They're doing 35, 40, 50 million that are still coming. I've seen guys that are doing 600,000 that are going to there. There's nobody off the table that can gain from this event and then being a part where we're going to take the group.
You know, you and I were just kind of talking in a roundabout way about our circles, right? Like, we have our different circles, and I will always love to be at the bottom of my circle. I don't want to be at the top of my circle. And, because I'm constantly learning from these guys. And this is almost another way to put yourself in a circle. It's going to be a big circle, but you're going to put yourself in a circle of people who are all trying to advance their companies, who are vulnerable enough to say, I got it all figured out. So like, I'm going to be a part of these things and learn. Like, even the $40, $50 million guys still have things to learn. And guess what? Tommy was significantly larger than that. So are others that are there. So you, regardless of what level you're at, someone is there in your circle and you're not at the top of it. So
definitely, 100%.
So you got some things that you can learn and take away from it. So we're like at 45 minutes into this thing. I mean, this, so I was like, oh, you know, I'm not sure what it was is him rapid firing, you know, Bill's rapid firing questions to me at the beginning. That was something new. I've not done that. Was fun. Yeah. But you know, You mentioned how I brought all the other, like all the competitors together, and Bill used to work at One SEO for a long time and had been in the agency life. And prior to that, you know, Bill worked at LPages.com, which is where he and I met years ago, but always in this kind of digital marketing, like internet marketing space. I brought them on because I believe in the rising tide raises all ship mentality. I'm an abundance mentality thinker, but I was put in that position early where I was just an option. So I've always kind of had to deal with that. And I went through all the phases that the small guys went through too. You got to try and chop down your competitors and that's your sales tactic. Like, I went through that stuff too until somebody told me, stop doing that stupid stuff. It doesn't make sense. We're about building the tallest building, not burning the others down. So I'm not perfect. I learned the things too. I'm just 15 years removed from it, right? And so a lot of these other businesses may not be that far removed, but as in regards to size, they're there. And you have no excuse not to learn something from someone at this event, regardless of the size of your business. No excuse. So what is the cost to participate in this event, Bill? And by the way, from our conversation, I felt like you were, or I think you were telling me that it's nearing like sold out already. Am I right or wrong? Or were you able to add more? I can't remember what you said, but it sounded like there's already been a massive chunk of participation or participants there already.
Well, let's answer a couple of those questions. Number one is, if Tommy says, I want to have 750 people as a goal, what he's really telling you is he wants 1250 to 1500. Okay. He doesn't think small scale. He thinks large scale, as probably in your conversations last night, that the scale word was probably as much as the profanity that was the most on any of your episodes. However, we've tried to make this event, as far as, first of all, location, JW Marriott, Bonnet Creek, beautiful hotel.
Yep.
Absolutely gorgeous. No other conferences going on at the hotel. So we have the whole hotel. Okay. It's 8 minutes from Disney Springs. Okay. The event itself, the Elite VIP has been sold out. Okay. Let me stop for myself for a second, because I almost forgot one of the most important parts. Tommy wants to impact your business directly. Okay. And so he's gotten a bunch of his business colleague friends together. okay, to help in that growth and where it is, and what people are going to be doing. Al Levy giving away his owner manual course and putting it together for somebody. Dan Antonelli giving a complete branding package together. Lance and his Titan Technologies is giving a year free of Service Titan Consulting, which you and I both know we probably hear more about that need, as well as cybersecurity from Shock IT that's out there. Joe Crisera, one day coaching on site. Tommy's going to fly out to somebody's business. It's over $175,000 that he's giving away randomly to being a participant. That's cool. Huge. That's like cool. When you think about saying, hey, I want to give value to people at a show, giving value is really the thing that we talked about. Implementation. We talked about all these different things. But he didn't try to break the bank, you know, obviously. And as you well know, more than anybody, and I'm sure you probably hear from Anna, every time you say, let's do this at Rhino X, there, it's not a moneymaker.
No,
it has nothing to do. There is not a, there's not an event that's out there that is looking at the event as a moneymaker. You're looking to either break even or lose a little bit of cash. So we've made the event very, very, very affordable. As a matter of fact, all your listeners, you know that they can get it with a Rhino 20 discount.
Yep.
As far as a coupon code and the registration at freedomevent.com. I'm sure that'll probably be somewhere in some follow-up notes out there that they can get a discount. What does the event cost? The general admission right now is running $14.95. Okay. With the 20% discount, it gets you at $11.95. Okay. To go to the VIP event, which if I'm sitting in somebody's shoes as a business, and for $3,100, I can sit and have a conversation with Cristiano about my digital marketing, or to talk to Dave Carroll about, you know, how to go about direct mail, or to have a conversation with Dan Antonelli, or specifically to talk to Tom Howard, Aaron Gaynor,
right.
Keith Mercurio,
yeah.
Martha McSally, Sean Michael Crane, DDP. When I look at this lineup, it's like for me to have access to those individuals, to be able to sit down with Ellen Rohr, to sit down with Catherine Pollock, somebody who just went through this whole Fetch a Tech growth period, to sit down with Ish, might drive you a little crazy because he's moving really fast. But you know, to be amongst these people at $3,100 and get the rest of it, it to me is a no brainer.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as the business goes.
For sure. As long as you go back and do what?
Implement it.
Right? You got to implement it. I 100% yeah. agree. But you know, in really, once you get there, you'll feel the energy and like the whole vibe of the meeting. And it's like, even, I don't want to spoil anything, 'cause I know it's like some of the, you know, the beginning part of it, it's going to be fun. So not only is it going to be, you get to learn a lot of stuff and meet a lot of people, it's going to be a really fun event to be a part of. And you're right. Like, some of these things are get crazy on costs. Like, to me, that is incredibly reasonable. And the only way it doesn't make money for you is if you just go back and don't do anything. And by the way, Tommy said he would give you a refund too if you felt like you walked away and it wasn't valuable to you. It's like, so my guess is the odds will be really slim that happens. But point is like, you got no excuse to not go unless you have like a wedding or something on that weekend.
So let me throw this at you. Okay. Picture this. You go to the event. You take the opportunity to spend the money to go to the event. You get the opportunity to meet all these great people. And you 10x your business in 1 year by implementing the strategies that are there. It's not then an issue of what the cost is. It's the value of what you have the opportunity to invest in yourself, your people, and your business. And to me, that's like, there's nothing better that a business owner can do. Think about you at Rhino. You invest in your people. You do, and I always think that Tall Paul doing hip hop is probably one of the top 10 things I've ever seen. Okay. But you invest in your people. for somebody to invest in themselves and their business, to elevate it, to be able to get the best practices, I can't say enough that you're going to change. It's going to be a life-changing event for a lot of people that choose to implement that 5% and be 1% better in their business than they were the day before.
I love it, man. This is why I'm so excited about this event. And it's, and selfishly, it's a lot of my buddies too. So this kind of works out. But the reason they're my buddies is because they're in my circle. And the reason they're in my circle is because they're very successful. And we all have this heart to give back. So that's what you're walking into, and Bill saying the opportunity to next to your business isn't some like random like that's a legit opportunity that you can do. You come to this thing, you can do that as long as you make the, you take the notes, you go back, you implement the things, you meet the people, you stay connected, you do all these things, you'll be fine. So
I think the caveat to that, Chris, is that there are a lot of organizations that people work with out there. And I think this is an opportunity that you're going to see a refresh out there like never before.
Or a long overdue refresh.
And I think that the guy leading, it's funny, as somebody said to me, what's the value difference in this event? And I said, we got the rock star leading the band. Like, we have the guy that has done it more successful than anybody else in Tommy. Like, why wouldn't you want to be a part of that type of growth?
Yeah, and he's not just there to do one, 45-minute speaking, engagement, and then so he's there. It's like it's his event. So that to me is like some of the most valuable stuff, is that you get to actually sit and be with the speakers. Like, that's what I love the most, is when the speakers will stay and hang out and actually spend time with the people instead of just talking at them from stage. Now they get to talk with them, afterwards. So that is the most valuable thing. So, Bill, I appreciate you making time. Dude, this is always fun because you and I can sit and chit-chat about stuff for hours, but you know how I feel about this event. When we first talked about it, I'm equally as excited to be a part of what it is, the purpose of it, because it very much is aligned with my beliefs and my purpose. I appreciate you giving me your time. I know you're on East Coast time, so you're 3 hours ahead of us over here in the podcast.
I'm on my way to cheer practice after we're done here, and you're probably on your way to football. So,
you joined us cheerleading. That's very cute. Maybe you can show us your moves.
I'll be doing my best wrestler imitations at the event for where it's going. But listen, I really appreciate the opportunity to be. It's for me. I think this is a bridging of one career into another. And I feel very honored and grateful that you've given me your opportunity to be able to have some conversations about what we have going on here. And I appreciate our relationship. It's almost 20 years. And who would have thunk when Jim Lambert was leading that office, we'd both be where we were today. So
Lambo.
I'm trying to get Eastie to come to the event. So
that would be super cool. That would be super cool. 20 years. Thanks a lot, man.
It's all right.
Fulfilling it. Well, listen,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. And I appreciate you hopping on here too. And so it's freedomevent.com is the actual domain, right? The website.
Freedomevent.com will get you into understand who all the speakers are, where it's going. It's Rhino 20 is
Rhino
the coupon
20,
code.
RYNO20.
We'll get you the coupon code for your listeners, Chris.
Sweet. JW Marriott in Orlando, November 1st through 3rd, right? Yeah, November 1st through 3rd. So go to freedomevent.com, check it all out. And of course, you can probably always reach out to Bill too. He's pretty accessible on social. And if you want to share your email real quick, because everybody has it.
Yeah, it's simple. Bill@homeservicefreedom.com.
Perfect. There you go. Flood his inbox. So take advantage of it. This is the first time I've done a feature episode. And I thought, what better thing to feature than this? I was excited about it when I was talking with Tommy about it last night. And I know he was excited about it. And I know you were excited about it, but it might have seemed this, to someone like, well, what's the big deal? This is just another event. It's not just another event. It is not just another event. And hopefully you kind of learned the heart behind this thing too, but it's your new circle if you want it to be your circle. and you want to put yourself in the right circle that helps you with the accountability piece. Like he talked about networking, community, coaching, you know, all the things that you need to scale the business, regardless of size, you have, and you've got the leader of the band who's going to be there, who's putting, not just putting it on, not just speaking, but also there to spend time with you. So take advantage of it. And again, it's RYNO20, save yourself 20% off of this thing too. We'll put it in the notes as well. But I look forward to seeing you there, Bill. It's actually not going to be that far off. I mean, you blink, this thing is going to be here. So like, get signed up, get your tickets squared away, get your flights booked, get your room squared away. By the way, that JW is beautiful. I've been there before.
Awesome.
And change, make a change, man. Listen, I don't know if you've thought this year was a piece of cake or what, but it's been tough for a lot of contracting companies. And so you're always trying, you got to try and find new things. Like I said this in the, a couple episodes ago, what got you here, it might not get you there. You have to try new things, learn new things, and you might have to think outside the box a little bit. But sometimes it's just having the right person in your network to lean on to help get you through the problems and the simple things that you didn't think about or the things you don't know to ask, right? Like, so having those people really matters. So whatever it is, you don't got to do everything, but you got to do something. Ain't that right, Bill?
No doubt about it. 100%. And this is the event that's going to help you. And look forward to seeing you probably in coming weeks to different things that we got going on together. I hope that your listeners take the opportunity to help their business grow and get the freedom that they're looking for.
Get the freedom that you're looking for. So sign up now or forever hold your peace. until then. And by the way, come say hi to me too, because I'll be there too. I am leading the marketing panel, so I am excited for that. I love moderating the marketing panels because I get to control all the questions. It's my favorite part. But you know, I'm going to ask all the right questions that you want to know, whether they're, I'm not going to just lob up softballs and easy questions. I got to come up with the good stuff too. So anyhow, you already know, because I say it every single podcast, you don't have to do everything, but you got to do something. And the Home Service Freedom event is one of those things that you need to do. No, 0 days. There we go. Listeners, thank you so much again for listening to this podcast week after week. We are extremely grateful. Again, the whole purpose of this podcast is to give back to the home services industry that we love so much, whether you're a RYNO or not. We really, really appreciate all the subscribers. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please go in and subscribe and you'll get all the episodes sent to you automatically weekly. Also, we have really enjoyed your feedback. It's so meaningful for us when we get to read the nice comments that you guys put. So keep doing that. And if you don't know how to do it, here's what you got to do. You search for To The Point Home Services on Apple Podcasts. You click on our profile, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and hit write a review, and be honest, and share your story and how the podcast has impacted you and your business. Thanks again from the bottom of our hearts at To The Point Home Services Podcast. We appreciate you.